يلا بسرعة، قدامك 60 ثانية تكسب عربية في مسابقة عربية 2009. تليفونك فين؟ دور عليه، اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09-3-821 تكسب عربية ب60,000 جنيه. وقول لأصحابك واعمل لمة وجاوب على أسئلة دينية، رياضية، فنية أو كل الأسئلة العامة. هتعيش في مسابقتنا أحلى اللحظات. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09-3-821 هتكسب لو جمعت أكبر عدد من النقاط. معانا هتقضي أحلى الأوقات وهتكسب أحلى العربيات.
ابعت تيت تيت هتاخد ترن ببلاش.
يعني كل ما ابعت تيت تيت هاخد ترن ببلاش؟
ايوه، لو بعت كذا تيت تيت هتاخد كذا ترن ببلاش.
لكل عملاء فودافون فرصه تبعت وتتكلم، تبعت وتتكلم، تبعت وتتكلم. على كل رساله اس ام اس تبعتها لاي موبايل فودافون هتاخد دقيقه ببلاش تكلم بيها اي موبايل فودافون. اتكلم لغاية 100 دقيقة ببلاش طول فترة العرض. الحق اشترك دلوقتي وكلم 2008 بجنيه. فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
Imagine a touch of Arabia but with a Nile FM twist. It's Nile FM's Arabiana, where East meets West. Tune in Fridays from 6 p.m. for an hour of Nile FM's Arabiana with Rami Mohsin and Mohammed Salah. Arabiana, only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Hey, guess what?
What? What?
Zach and Aaron with the evening session powered by Intel on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
That's what.
I say he's so sweet. I wanna the rap better.
So I let it to rap. She said I'm like a lollipop. She said I'm like a lollipop. She said I'm like a lollipop. She said I'm like a lollipop.
Like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop.
Like a lollipop.
Like a lollipop.
Like a rapper.
so I can get it juicy for ya.
Call me
so I can make it juicy for ya.
Call me
so I can get it juicy for ya.
Call me
so I can make it juicy for ya.
Call me
so I can make it juicy for ya.
Call me
so I can make it juicy for ya.
Lil Wayne right here on Cairo's number one hit music station.
104.2 now FM. It's 9:52, and it's officially time to get ready to close out the evening session.
That's right. We're going to wrap it up. How are we going
to
do that?
Okay. Here's the deal. We've been talking about which celebrity would you like to get a wake-up call from all night. SMSer 246 says, I'd like to have a call from Jesse McCartney. I can hear anything from him. Haifa Wabi.
What? Hey, what? Who? Where's that?
That's a person. I'm thinking. Otherwise, I just swore for 22 million people across Cairo.
Ah.
I think that's a person. I've heard that name
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And then here's someone else, but I don't know if I should say that one.
And then, yeah, because it says ha 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 ha
yeah.
after it.
Norris wants to know why you gave up coffee, Zach.
It's just not healthy. And it does me no good. If once you drink a cup of coffee, you're hooked on it all day. You got to keep drinking it, keep drinking it, keep drinking it. By the time midnight rolls around, I'm a wreck.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not good for your nerves. It stains your teeth. It's bad for you.
When did you become so health conscious?
I don't know. Yeah. Every year I quit drinking coffee around the same time for a few months.
Then you started again. Dark Samurai says, I'd love to get a wake-up call from Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
Awesome Possum says, Meg Ryan, get up and give me a...
Smoochie-woochie.
Yeah. There you go.
That sounds fun. Oh, yeah. Annie got on the phone and says she wants a wake-up call from Antonio Banderas. He will say, Buenos dias, señorita.
He does have a nice voice, though.
He does.
I liked when he played Puss in Boots and Shrek.
He's good. He
did a great job with Puss in Boots and Shrek. That was like one of my favorite characters ever in any cartoon movie. He was so cute. And then when he did the little eye batting thing, like, please don't hurt me. And then he'd whip out the sword and be like, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
That was cool. All right, you ready for weird news from around the world?
Yeah, I'm curious about this today.
All right. In Italy, police easily caught an armed bank robber after getting her description from witnesses. All who saw her said the same thing. She was a dead ringer for actress Angelina Jolie.
So this looked like for someone that looks like her, huh?
Right. Turns out they were right. 29-year-old Anna Rita Ottonello does look remarkably like Jolie, but unlike Jolie, apparently ran into money problems, which led her to rob the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Police spokesman said the resemblance was so uncanny that some witnesses actually thought it was the actress herself and that the robbery was part of a new Hollywood film.
No way.
Yes. Ottonello said she always thought looking like Angelina Jolie was a bit of a bonus in her life because it attracted lots of men. Unfortunately, in this particular instance, it worked against her in the worst possible way.
What I want to know is how a woman who looks like Angelina Jolie is hard up for cash.
No answer.
Just go find yourself a rich man.
She doesn't know how to work it.
She doesn't know how to work it, obviously.
I think
she's doing it for the thrill. She's seen to watch Tomb Raider too much. She
Tomb
really
Raider.
Thinks she is Laura Croft. What was that show where she was a thief with...
Mr. and Mrs. Smith? No.
Wait, was she in the...
she was in Gone in 60 Seconds where she stole cars. That was with Nicolas Cage.
I'll think of the film. Man, I'm terrible tonight with
you
films,
are.
Aren't I? Someone got in touch. Irreversible was the Monica Bellucci film I was talking about. The one with Pierce Brosnan in there. He's a thief. And they put up the... and there's the man with the hat, and he steals the painting from the museum.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Come on.
Moving on.
You don't know the film?
I don't know the film.
You don't know your movies.
I do know my movies, but I'm not... I don't... Never mind. I'm moving on.
Move on. I'll think of it.
Okay. You know, I felt really bad for the country of... Oh, Haifa Wabi is a Lebanese singer. I didn't know who Haifa Wabi was. Hang on.
Oh, did I pull your...
And she's one of the sexiest women in the world.
Well, she's from Lebanon. Wouldn't surprise me.
I knew that name because K-Matt was talking about her one day.
Oh, wait. Was she the one that was in here?
Yes.
That the photos with?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh.
Someone said...
She's not bad looking.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She's not bad looking, actually.
Whatever. Stop it. Okay, so I was talking about Iran. Apparently, they tried last Friday to register what is said to be the world's largest sandwich in the Guinness Book of World Records. But listen to this. They missed the record because citizens rushed forward and began eating the sandwich before it was measured.
No way.
Event organizers claim the sandwich was 1,500 meters with over 1,500 pounds of meat, 1,500 pounds of chicken, and we'll never know now because the thing is in the stomachs of hundreds of hungry people. One of the event organizers said video footage of the sandwich would be sent to Guinness officials and added, "We still think the sandwich should be recorded in the Guinness book because of all the evidence and footage that we will send them."
Whatever, that's what you get. You're you know, you got a bunch of starving people going around while you're making a sandwich. Come on.
At least everyone
got to break a world record. That's what I'm saying. Everyone got to eat. I think that's great.
I do too.
I think it's phenomenal.
It is time to officially close out the evening session powered by Intel. Stick around for After Dark. We're talking about first dates tonight.
Oh, fun.
And meeting the new in-laws for the first time.
Disastrous.
Disastrous.
Scary. First dates are much
more fun. Did you just make up a word?
Disastrous?
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 Yeah, like catastrophic and disastrous all in one. It's now...
Disastrous.
Disastrous.
It's right up there with Poncastinator. Oh, let's leave everybody out here with a good night.
All righty. Good night, Oscar. May you rest in peace.
Buenas noches. We'll be right back.
Champagne Below right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Marwa Raka in the studio, and it's time to kick off After Dark.
Now, After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
As usual, we have a great topic for this evening. We're going to talk about meeting the in-laws for the first time and first dates, which is kind of fun. Get your love requests and love dedications in at 6163. The good news, I have an SMS board today. Yay! I'm going to kick it off with Graham Nash right here on Cairo's number one. Dido by request right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron. Want to say thank you for joining me this evening. That one going out to another Marwa, not you, Marwa. Another Marwa requested Dido this evening.
Well, I like her choice.
Oh,
I know Dido.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
I'm proud of you.
I know Dido.
It's one of the artists you know. It is 12 after 10 across Cairo. Let's preview what we're going to talk about tonight and then get back into the music and stuff and then you kind of set the stage for what
okay.
our topic
we have
is.
Two main topics. We're going to talk about first dates. And we're going to do that like you're normally dating, as if it's like you're just meeting someone for the first time. And we're going to talk about first dates the Egyptian way, when it's the arranged marriage way.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is coming to your home for the first time, or you are going to someone's home for the first time and never even seen the girl or you've never seen the guy. So this is one topic of the first time dates thing.
Okay.
And then there is the family, meeting the in-laws. And this is quite intimidating. And we're going to be talking about that too.
Okay.
And then I have a question on Facebook from Riham Afifi.
Okay.
It's about getting over a breakup and is a rebound a good idea or not? So I'm going to be talking about that too. Well, keep them coming.
All right. 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. That's the phone number to get in touch this evening. 6163, though, I'm just excited because you don't understand. Yesterday, Marwa, we had no SMS system whatsoever.
I heard.
Oh.
I heard. Sophie played a song for them.
Yes, he did.
I heard.
Everyone played songs for them.
Yeah.
Including myself. But whatever, it's all good. We have it now, and now I can communicate with the listeners, and that's mm-hmm. all that matters. So get in touch at 6163. Remember, the show is all about love requests and love dedications, so send in love songs like this one here. It's Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nal FM.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't to me.
Next, Nile FM. في ميجا ميكس. عايز أقوى الأغاني والنغمات؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09355 خط ميجا ميكس. تليفونك يرن بأحلى النغمات؟ اتصل على خط ميجا ميكس من أي خط أرضي على 093355 ونزل على تليفونك أحلى وأقوى الأغاني والنغمات.
ايه يا مونجز، انت نازل باللابتوب بتاعك ليه؟
عايز اوريك حاجة عن النت.
نت نت ايه يا ابني، احنا في الشهرة.
لا عادي، ما انا لاقي سجن من البيت عادي.
يا ابني ليه ده، انتو بيتكو جامد جدا.
البيت فعلا خنيق، هي الميزة في البيت.
دلوقتي حرية اكتر مع تكنولوجيا سنترينو 2 من انتل، اقوى واي فاي باعلى اداء وخليك دايما واصل. Great computing starts with Intel inside.
Kairos number one hit music station. Nile FM.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I will destroy.
Truly, madly, deeply right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. Want to welcome you into the program tonight. I want to see who... Oh, Wishful Thoughts. That one's going out to Wishful Thoughts. Thank you so much for the request. Want to remind you that After Dark is all about love requests and love dedications, so send them in to 6163, and I will do my best to play your request this evening. But it is Monday, and that means Marwa Raja's in the studio, and we're talking about the first time you meet... the potential in-laws.
Ah, so you want to start off with that one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Because it's a scary thing.
It is very scary. It is very scary. So, Aaron, tell me, how does it go when you're meeting the in-laws in the States?
Usually, you, like, go and have dinner together or something. Like, you schedule, like, a family dinner where you and your fiancé... Or, you know,
he's already a fiancé?
No, he could be.
Okay.
He could be. He could be. I mean, normally you have to call and ask dad for permission, but right. You and that person, like, either go to dinner or, like, you bring him over the house and mom cooks this big elaborate meal and your dad quizzes him about his life goals and to figure out if he's good enough to be with you and, you know what I mean, and scares him and makes him feel uncomfortable for the whole 2-hour duration and... Pretty okay. much the same thing here.
And what happens when it's the other way around? When you're the one going to meet his parents, what do they do to you?
It just depends. It depends on the guy. It depends on their parents. You know? Some women don't want their sons to marry anyone.
Yeah.
And you're never going to be good enough for them. So, of course, they're going to quiz you and make you feel very uncomfortable. And
mm-hmm.
that's just the way it is, though.
Okay.
But it's very nerve-wracking. It's a very scary thing.
It is. It is. But what if they don't like you? How does that impact the relationship? Does it end it? Can he leave you because his parents don't like you?
It could.
Okay. Because here we have a message from Iskandaroni.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying first time he went to meet the parents, it was a disaster. It felt that everything is wrong with him. Her mom saw him as the reincarnation of the devil who came to take her little angel to the dark side. It was the worst situation ever.
Oof.
Now, I have more insight into that story. And she, the parents, they kept putting on him, like, so much pressure on, like, the apartment and the money stuff and the dowry, you know, like the mahr thing, the thing
right.
that you pay in
right.
advance. And the ring and the wedding and then they started questioning his parents. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. All right, so in Egypt, because we have like very tight and very very strong bonds when it comes to families.
Right.
So the approval of the family is a must.
Right.
Okay. So when you're meeting the in-laws, it is a very crucial step in the relationship and it makes it or breaks it. A lot of people are possessive. They're possessive of their kids.
Right.
And we are a culture that is very nurturing of their kids. And the independence factor is not that much valued. So what you would have is a mother and a father who are actually going to put in money to get this son or this daughter married to you.
Right.
And this is where another factor comes in. And it's not just whether they like you or not. It's that they have control, financial control over the marriage.
Ah, okay.
So they're the ones who usually buy the apartment, buy the ring, put on the mahr thing. So it's like the family's contribution. It's not the guy who's doing that out of his own pocket.
See, ours, it's a little different because usually your parents have enough faith in you to make the right decision about the person that you want to be with. And they're thinking, okay, well, you're grown and you picked this person. So obviously you have good judgment. You know what I mean? We still want to meet them and warn them that if you ever do this, they're going to disappear. You know what I mean? Like, my mother's Italian, so you can only imagine, you know. It's the whole Mediterranean thing. It's very scary. Yeah. You know, my brothers, I think, are more intimidating than anyone. And if my brothers like someone, then it's a good thing, you know. I'm not so much worried about my mom, because if she likes you, she'll just feed you. Like, mm-hmm. I know how my mom is. But my brothers are the ones you have to get past.
And do they give the man the talk? You know, like they take him aside and don't upset her. And if you do this or that, I'm going to come after you.
Oh, yeah. My brothers okay, are crazy. Common. Yeah, my brothers are crazy.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the do's and don'ts when it comes to like meeting the in-laws.
Okay.
So the first thing to do is before you go, like a week or two or maybe even a month before you go, get all the background information about them. So ask your partner, like, what's your mom like and what's your dad like, and get like childhood stories. It doesn't have to be my mom is kind. No, you have to like have stories. Stories about how it was when he was at school, how it was when they were in college, how it was with the brother's or sister's marriage. Just all background information. Culture is a very complicated thing.
Right.
So first of all, you have different cultures, like the Egyptian versus the American or European or whatever.
Right.
And then within the same culture, you have subcultures.
Right.
So let's say, for example, that my family come from Alexandria.
Okay.
And I'm getting married to somebody whose family comes from Upper Egypt.
Okay.
Two totally different cultures.
Things, right.
It doesn't work the same way at all.
Okay.
And even body language might be interpreted differently.
Right.
So you need to do your homework. You need to know your stuff. Know a lot about the in-laws, about how they think, and previous experiences. So, for example, if you're going out with someone, you ask, okay, so how did they treat your ex? And how did they treat, I don't know, whose ex? And your fiancé or your ex, whatever. So try to get information about how they behaved in other circumstances, what they liked and what they hated and what do they expect. And I think that would be the first, like, doing your homework.
Gotcha.
It's like a sales call. It's like before you go to visit the client, you have to do your homework.
Well, we do have more things on this laundry list that we're going to get into coming up, because there's a couple of these that I think are kind of common sense, but I could see where things could go awry at one point. Around the corner, music from Bob Marley, the Bee Gees, Extreme, and more of your requests. Keep them coming in to 6163 on the SMS. Here's DJ Sammy. It's called The Candlelight Mix of Heaven right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Young and wild and free.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Marley, I don't want to wait in vain right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 10:41 across the capital. Thank you so much for tuning in to After Dark. Mara Raja in the studio tonight, and we're talking about meeting the in-laws for the first time, the potential in-laws, because it's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what culture you come from, it's a scary
it is
thing.
Scary. It's just the thought of you being evaluated or judged. The thought that first impressions last and that there is no chance to make a first impression, you know? Halas, it's just once, and that's scary and it's freaky. It could like ruin your whole relationship. So that's why number one is do your homework, get to know as much as you can about the culture, about those people, about what they like and what they don't like and what's acceptable and what's not. And if the guy says my mom is difficult, just try to be genuine. There's a message here that I want to read. It is from Mystery SMSer that ends in 0007, and I think it's a she. And she's saying, just be yourself, and they might not love you, but they will feel that you're true and you're not fake or scared. If you're scared, it means that you have something to hide. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
And I've had an experience with a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and his mother is very difficult. And the first time he introduced her to the girl,
mm-hmm.
the mother said no. I don't like her. And he insisted. And she said something is wrong and fake about her.
Mm-hmm.
But he still insisted. And they got engaged. And turned out that the mother was right. It was just her gut feeling saying something is fake about the girl.
Right.
The way she moves, the way she smiles, the way she laughs, the way she sits. Everything about her says, I'm fake. I'm pretending. I'm not who you think I am.
Right.
All right. So first thing, know your people. Know everything. Second thing, and this is funny. Manners.
Right.
We all have manners and we all know what to wear and how to talk, but sometimes under pressure, I don't know what happens, you just forget that. So when I say manners, I mean using please,
thank you,
and like this stupid little silly stuff. And manners, if you go into a house and you realize that they have a pet, be nice.
Valid point, Marwa.
Be nice. I've seen marriages fall apart from the very beginning because of the pet.
Oh, yeah.
So if the in-laws have a pet, this pet is sort of like your brother-in-law.
Right.
So you don't upset the pet. You don't say the pet is ugly. You don't say the pet is smelly. You don't say you're allergic. You try to be nice and decent and courteous about the pet. Another thing, what you're wearing. Whether you're a man or you're a woman, you want to be wearing something that makes you comfortable.
Right.
It's just like presenting. When you're at work and you have a presentation, you don't want to wear tight shoes. So just wear something that makes you comfortable. Just wear something that that you feel happy wearing. It gives you confidence.
Right.
And wear something, make sure that it's clean, no holes, no anything wrong with it. I know it sounds silly, but some people make this mistake. Hygiene and grooming is very important. Whether you're a man or you're a woman, the in-laws would say you're not taking enough care. Or if you take too much care into your appearance and all that effort, they would say, okay, something's very wrong, like too much perfume or too much makeup or the wrong outfit, whatever. So try to wear something that is nice, comfortable, cozy, and at the same time, be well-groomed. Now, this is a bit edgy.
Okay.
Don't pick a fight with your partner. And I know this rarely happens, but when it happens, it's a killer. So imagine you're sitting there and conversation is flowing and everything is okay. And then your partner or your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or any of your in-laws says something that you disagree with. And then you voice your lack of agreement and you say I don't agree or that's not right or this is not how it works and you begin
right.
coming across as aggressive. This ruins the whole thing.
Oh yeah, you don't want to sit there and have a round table political discussion.
Some people do that over politics, over sports, over manners, over social issues, over law. I don't know why they choose those topics. Okay, the mystery SMSer 007 is a he. Okay,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
All right. See, have a nickname. Then we would know.
All right, we have some other stuff that we're going to get to. Get in touch 6163 on the SMS if there's something you would like to hear. The show is all about love requests and love dedications. That's what the show is all about. Ron Mohammed got in touch and said, hey, I want to send out a song to my beloved. And it is from one of my favorite 70s artists. It's the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love, right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Now La Femme.